reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bringing the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. Verbum Domini. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King, in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord, and girt about with strength.
The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty.
He has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this. Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Verbum Domini. We welcome Father Kevin Peek, who's from the Archdiocese of Atlanta. He also works with our men and women in uniform in the military archdiocese. He's making some programs today, I believe, about incorporating our Eucharistic faith in our daily lives. So we pray for God's blessing on those being produced today. Recently, I was able to see a preview of a film that hopefully is going to be widespread, a documentary about a young woman whose cause for canonization was recently advanced by her bishop in Bismarck, North Dakota. And the title of that film is Radiating Joy, the story of Michelle Dupong. So her own bishop, Bishop David from Bismarck, North Dakota, had announced his introducing her cause because after her death, he started receiving all of these cards and testimonies about how she had impacted their lives, including a woman who had the same type of cancer that Michelle died of at the age of 31, who asked for intercession to accept this, or if it be God's will to be healed, who was completely healed. And so because of these things, Bishop David Kagan of Bismarck said on November 1st, 2022, when he was commissioning new focus missionaries, because of the true and widespread reputation of sanctity and ample evidence of graces and favors by God through her intercession, the diocese will investigate her life and any reported miracles to present to the Vatican for consideration. But it said she could have been your neighbor next door. She grew up in the windswept prairies of North Dakota, Haymarsh, North Dakota. And I couldn't help but think of that when I heard those words in that film, the windswept prairies, and how in today's gospel, Jesus spoke of the wind of the Holy Spirit. You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, even in North Dakota, and anywhere where there is an open heart to receive the Lord, to receive the Holy Spirit, and to carry out his plans and his purposes. And we realize also, as Jesus said, you must be born from above, that this is a pure gift. This is something that exceeds anything that we could ever realize by ourselves. It's a gift. You must be born from above. And so this new life was something Michelle, she had studied horticulture at North Dakota State University in Fargo. And it was there that she encountered the focus missionaries for the first time, the Fellowship of Catholic University students. Thankfully, they're all over the United States. We have them here in Alabama, and they're helping Catholic students and even non-Catholics to grow in their faith through their witness and their service. So she actually was a focus missionary for 6 years at four different universities. And the last one was at the University of Mary. And it was during that time, and some of the testimonies in this documentary, one of the young ladies said that she was thinking about coming into the Catholic Church, but she was feeling kind of awkward and wasn't sure what to do as she approached this church. And Michelle spotted her, and she immediately went to her, encouraged her, invited her to meet others in the group, and eventually this young lady did become Catholic. And so many stories that are told about her and how she was always this one who radiated joy and encouraged others to find the transforming power of the resurrection in friendship with the Lord. And so we heard of that today, of how the apostles bore witness with great power to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's this transforming power. You know, and even in today's offertory prayer, the prayer over the offerings, I will pray, together with Father Peak, the renewal that's constantly at work within us through the power of the resurrection. There's this renewal constantly at work within us. Her parents are featured in this beautiful documentary. It was a documentary I watched. I said, I want to be a better person. I want to be a better priest just because of her example. And it said that she shows us that holiness is possible in the ordinariness of our lives. But her parents said this. Her father, Ken, said this. We didn't realize a lot of things that she was doing at the time. Her goal was to bring people to Jesus and introduce them to him, and he would do the rest. It's amazing to see that happening. And her mother, Marianne, said, quoting Michelle, "Don't worry about what lies ahead. Realize there's hope, and in the end, love wins." That's what the resurrection proclaims, isn't it? Love is stronger than death. In the end, love wins. God wins. It is his plan. The bishop who had worked with her in an adult formation after she finished her 6 years with Focus also was very moved by and gives his own testimony of her example of joyful sharing of her faith, but also her serenity with her cancer, which she struggled with for a year. In fact, I'll just close with this final detail about this documentary, which again, we hope Focus is looking at how they're going to bring this to more theaters or to have it on streaming so other people can be impacted by it. They had it at the recent SEEK conference, and I think some 2,500 students saw it. And it's just a film that impacts you to think that, yes, I too can be a saint, something that Mother Angelica taught us. But it was also her serenity in her own sufferings. And this last little detail from the documentary I'll relate was when her cancer had advanced to the point where the doctor was going to present her with the bad news, and he does, he goes to her room and says, "There's nothing further that we can do." Michelle looked at him and said, "And how are you doing today?" And he was so moved by that, he kind of broke down. He had to leave the room and later came back into the room. So it was that kind of concern for the other. And that's what we see in this great figure of Saint Barnabas. His name was Joseph. And yet, as is common in the scriptures, that people were often given a name related to something prominent in their character or some characteristic that they had. And so the apostles named Joseph Barnabas, son of encouragement. And we see this played out in the Acts of the Apostles, and we'll be hearing some of the stories of Barnabas's life and his role in the early church, which was so important. His role in the life of St. Paul. So one of the things that he does to encourage is that some in the Jerusalem church were wary of this man, Paul. Is his conversion authentic? Perhaps they were thinking. Or is it just a ploy to bring more of us into jail like he had done before? Well, Barnabas is the one that introduces him to the Jerusalem church. So there's a moment again where he's encouraging Paul, he's encouraging the faithful. When the Jerusalem church hears that the believers are growing in Antioch, who do they send? They send Barnabas. And we hear that he encouraged them to remain firm in the faith. He encouraged them to remain steadfast in the faith. And then later, he will enlist and recruit Paul to come and help with the church there in Antioch. And he and Paul would travel on that first missionary journey together. So a question for us today, I think, is what would we be known as? Would we be known as a son or daughter of encouragement, encouraging others in the faith? Are we those who, like Michelle, had this certain serenity in God's will? In fact, this film opens up with the doctor, who was her cancer doctor, reading a letter that had been written by her sister, saying that Michelle wouldn't have changed a thing, even in the difficulties that she suffered in her cancer. It was, as her parents would later relate, it was a way that she also affected many people at the hospital. One of the nurses, her husband, had left her and just went to Michelle's room and told her about it. And Michelle said, "You must forgive him. And you must pray for him. Perhaps you'll be the only one that will be praying for him." And she left with peace. That was the kind of impact that she had. So if we are people of encouragement, like St. Barnabas, encouraging people in the faith in our daily life, in our ordinary life. So Michelle was asked when she was in the hospital, if you could have a perfect day, what would it be? And she said, riding a four-wheeler out in the prairie and having a picnic in the hills. So just in the simple ordinariness of our lives and enjoying the beauty of God's creation and what he has made in those simple things that we see in her and the radiant joy that she had in her faith in the Lord. Jesus said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent to the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Three times he refers to himself being lifted up. And we can think, first of all, of him being lifted up on the cross, which we just remembered during Holy Week especially. But also that same word means exalted, that he is now exalted. He is raised from the dead. And think about all the ways that we look upon him. When we're looking for courage, some wear a cross around their neck. Maybe they clutch that, especially when they're needing divine assistance in some particular need. If you have a rosary, it has the cross there. We're remembering the victory that Christ had, the greatest exaltation that was manifested through his death on the cross and then his glorious resurrection. We think of our churches being adorned with the cross. And so every time we look up at the cross and we look with faith at the Lord who died for great love of us, it's like we are lifted up too. We're given new encouragement. We're given new heart and new hope. That he says that everyone who believes in him, and when we look with even the slight faith and trust and confidence, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So let us follow the example of so many who have gone before us. And I'd just like to conclude, especially in light of today's words where the Lord says, "You must be born from above." This is a beautiful quote from G.K. Chesterton talking about the resurrection and about the newness of life that now has come about through that. So Chesterton wrote, "On the third day, the friends of Christ coming at daybreak to the place found the grave empty and the stone rolled away. In varying ways, they realized the new wonder. But even they hardly realized that the world had died in the night. What they were looking at was the first day of a new creation with a new heaven and a new earth And in the semblance of the gardener, God walked again in the garden, in the cool not of the evening, but of the dawn. That's the good news, that whatever is going on in the world or society or our families or our lives, we can have that radiant joy that it was said Michel Dupont had. Because Jesus is with us. He doesn't promise us an easy life, but he promises that he would be with us. And if he is with us, everything is changed. Everything is new. There's a power flowing from his resurrection, and we are born from above.